Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 9th of January 2012. All the technology news from CES in around 5 minutes. Okay, well, we're not starting with CES. What we're starting with is a BBC report that Australian engineers are concerned about small cracks in the wing ribs of Airbus A380 airplanes. They're calling for the whole fleet to be grounded from Qantas and from Singapore Airlines because they've found some cracks along some of the ribs. Now then, there's a statement from Airbus that says that they're all perfectly safe, of course, and that the cracks have been found in non-critical components of the wings. I would have thought there's not many of those. And they're saying that there's a repair that they've offered out and they found it and they know about it and it's all being dealt with on the 4-yearly cycle. So don't worry, it does say that you're not going to fall out of the sky, but it's your choice. A French court has fined Google $65,000 for autocomplete failures. It's happened because searches associated with Lyonnaise de Garantie have turned up the word crook. So Google has effectively been calling the firm who are insurers crooks, which may be the case because of other crowdsourced content. However, Google's argument was that it was from an algorithm and the algorithm wouldn't know any better, so it can't be defamation. And the Paris courts disagreed with it. The only thing that's bad news about this is the fact that Google doesn't look at Europe very favourably and other tech companies may not as well. And it's only the French, come on. NinjaVideo.net has lost its queen. She's gone to jail and she's got to pay the MPAA over $200,000 in fines. She's got to pay $200,000 because she made $500,000 between 2008 and 2010. She said on a video in YouTube, "We weave and bob through these grey areas of law not yet written." Yeah, you know what you were doing was wrong. Right then, CES. And it's all here. The world's first ice cream sandwich TV is there. Now, if you're a user of an Android cell phone, you'd be pretty pissed off at the fact that they stopped rolling it out to cell phones and you probably haven't got it. And a TV bloody has. Well, don't feel too bad because it's an LG concept and it's got Google TV rolled into it. No word on price, no word on when it's going to be for sale or if it's even coming at all. So, stand by. And Ubuntu has revealed the TV through Canonical. Now, they pushed out a version of Linux distro for tablets, smartphones and TVs a year ago, but the first company to put it in is Canonical, and they've launched it at CES. All it is for online content search and for download. It looks nice, though. It's pleasant. And Toshiba are planning to release a 55-inch 4K glass-free 3D TV. I'm glad I got that one out in the end. I've had four goes at that. They've got a surface that up to 9 people can watch all at once without using glasses. People have said that it looks all right on some of the reports, but none of them had to sit and watch it for very long. All the people that I know that have played the Nintendo 3DS want it turned off after about 20 minutes. Lenovo have released the Idea Tab K2. There's a whole pile of full HD tablets out there at CES, and this is one of them. It's only a concept as well. No word on price, no word on release date. So there's an awful lot of concepts coming out at CES. And Acer have also released one of those HD tabs, but more interestingly, they've claimed the world's thinnest ultrabook as well. They've released the Acer Aspire S5. It's a 13.3-inch wide display with 15mm thick body and screen and 8 hours of battery life, which you've got to say is pretty impressive. No word on price, no word on availability. What's the point then? But it's got a 1920x1200 screen, which does look good. Now, this could be the year of spying on your neighbours with remote control cameras that fly on things. Parrot have released the AR Drone 2. I'm not sure what's different from AR1 apart from a 720p camera and a different paint job, but it's there. You'll be able to get it at some point, vastly overpriced. And Wyspy have released a helicopter and intruder RC car. They're camera-equipped remote control vehicles that you can fly around using your Wi-Fi network. They go for $100 and $120 respectively. And you can fly them up to your neighbour's bedroom window and watch what they're doing. Someone's got to think of some laws to go along with this, surely. This could be the CES where we see a few Apple devices that can be enabled properly for once, and the Griffin 20 is allowing AirPlay to go over your old knackered speakers. It's a little speaker top box that allows you to throw all your AirPlay stuff to it, but then it goes to hardwire and sticks it through your old speakers. It looks very blocky and boxy, and it's got the Apple logo on it, which must have cost them a fortune. And there's no word on price, of course, as well, or a release date. So, It's there, though, perhaps, in the future, maybe. Something else that's definitely vaporware is the Guitar Apprentice. It's a guitar-looking thing that's the size of a Gibson SG, and it's got a slot for your iPad in it, and it runs with GarageBand at the moment, although there is better software coming because the GarageBand strings don't line up with the neck. You push the strings and it teaches you to play the guitar, allegedly. They said it's going to be about $100, but they're not confirming the price absolutely, nor are they confirming a release date. And one other thing that's out there is the LaCie Hub. It takes your eSATA drives that you plug into it and turns them into Thunderbolt so that you can shove them into your Mac. You'll only get eSATA speeds, of course, and there's no word on price or exact release date, although they're saying first quarter 2012. And also, iCade has come out with a series of other little devices. You've got an open-top iCade for your iPad 2. You've got a little device that slips around your iPhone and turns it into what looked like PSP. And you've also got the iCade Junior, which takes your iPhone and sits on the desk in a completely unplayable-looking size box that probably's got no weight in it and doesn't stand much joystick throttling. Prices starting at $49, so not too bad. No word on when they're going to be out, however. And finally, the game you want to avoid today is Pigeonpalooza. They're billing it as being the next Angry Birds, and all it is a bird which craps on the top of people's heads in a street, which is difficult to fly anyway, and the poop is so small you can hardly see it falling on the iPhone. It doesn't run at all with iPad 1, the control interface is utterly broken, and what really has pissed me off the most is the fact that I was suckered by a spam email on Twitter. They sent me one this morning that was from a nameless account which had got proper communications in it and wasn't just the usual tut that's out there, and I went and spent my 69p buying this turd. Don't buy it, it ain't worth the money, and I think that spamming Twitter to sell your product is amoral. The only reason I know it's spam is because I had three more afterwards that were all worded the same. Utter rubbish. If you've got a story from CES and don't know where to send it, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com and we'll talk about it. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews, or you can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. We'll be back again with a roundup of CES news on Wednesday, so stay tuned. See you then. Thanks for listening.